The European Union has pledged to lend more money to Greece as long as it pushes through further spending cuts, tax increases and privatisations. The Greek Parliament is set to vote on another package of budget cuts next week. Overnight, EU leaders told Greece to finalise a comprehensive reform package as a matter of urgency. The new rescue package is essential to Greece paying its bills and avoiding defaulting on its debts. Our finance reporter Sue Lannan joins me in the studio now. So Sue, what have the European leaders agreed to?
Well, Emily, it looks like they're inching closer to a deal on a new rescue package for Greece. So overnight at a summit, European leaders, including the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, agreed that they would stabilise the entire Eurozone's economy, and they would do that by creating a permanent bailout fund. So there's a bailout fund in place now, which was used for the rescues of Ireland and Portugal and Greece. It's now going to be permanent. They've also said that they will lend more money to Greece. The caveat, as we've been hearing over these many weeks, is that Greece has to cut its budget, it has to privatise, it has to increase taxes. So George Papandreou, the Greek Prime Minister, was also at the summit. He said that it gave the green light for Greece's future, this agreement that came out from the European leaders. What George Papandreou has to do now is go back to Parliament and get the vote through on this new these new austerity measures, which include, of course, privatisations and tax hikes and spending cuts. And that's why there's so many people protesting outside the Greek Parliament.
And at the same time, one of the world's big credit ratings agencies is threatening to consider any loan restructure as a default.
Yes, so any new rescue package that could be organised for Greece, and they're looking at a rescue package of around $150 billion. That's what they got last year, but they need another similar size package to be able to pay their debts up to 2014. One of the things that Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, had been saying was that private investors in Greek government bonds like banks should have to take some sort of haircut on their investment. They shouldn't have to get a higher rate of return. She's since backed off on that, but certainly the credit rating agencies are keeping up the pressure. Fitch Ratings held a conference today in Sydney that I went to. They again raised this threat that they would consider any loan restructure a default if private investors had to have a lower rate of return. But they had a caveat that now they were prepared to wait and see what the outcome of any rescue package was. And here's Andrew Cologne from Fitch Ratings speaking at a conference, that conference this morning in Sydney.
In the jargon, Vienna-style debt rollover, where private sector bondholders are asked to reinvest the proceeds of maturing bonds in new instruments. Fitch would regard such a reprofiling as a default event, and that would lead to the assignment of a pending receipt of full information. That could lead to the assignment of a default rating to Greece. However, I must stress the importance of our having the information on the specifics of the scheme before any such rating decision would be made.
That's Andrew Cologne from the credit ratings agency Fitch. And just briefly, Sue, some investors still think that Greece should be allowed to default.
Yeah, some investors think that Greece should go the way of Argentina, which defaulted in 2002, didn't pay some of its external debt, didn't pay bondholders for quite some years, so that it takes off the pressure on the domestic economy. The problem with that is that there are billions of dollars of credit default swaps on Greek debt. That means it's bonds that ensure the debt defaulting. So if the debt defaults, the bondholders get paid out. So that would cause more problems if Greece defaulted.
Finance reporter Sue Lannan.